It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, we're back on the air. This is Glenn Coble, and we have started Swap Shop. Now, Swap Shop is a program where you can call in and tell our listeners if you have something you're trying to sell, kind of like a radio garage sale. You can call in and say, I've got two tires, their size is such and such, and I'm willing to sell them for $10 a piece. And then you give your phone number, and they'll give you a call and make arrangements, especially with the COVID-19 virus going around. We encourage you to make arrangements so that you avoid, well, you stay socially distanced from each other. But, you know, it can be done. You can leave the money on the stoop, and the person can leave the tires on the stoop, and there the twain shall meet. But make sure you do it as socially correctly as you can. So if you're interested and you have something you'd like to sell, call us at 740-383-9944, and we're going to continue on with our kind of trivia, I guess you call it. But I didn't quite get finished, and there are about four or five questions that I think are kind of fun that I'm going to ask you. And then we're going to switch over to comic books or comic strips, actually comics. And we're going to ask some questions there. And what I'll do is occasionally I'll say, we'll open this one up for answers, and we'll give you 2 or 3 minutes to call in. If you don't, we'll give the answer, and that's fine. It's not, no pressure. But if you do want to sell something, make sure you call 740-383-9944. And there are people having garage sales. If you want to announce where you are, and you're more than welcome to do that as well. People are starting garage sales on Thursdays and run them, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and some on Sunday. So it'll give you a good head start. All right. One of the questions that I didn't get to in the last half hour was a question about Lake Superior. I'm just going to read this one. I'm not going to give you a chance to answer this. Lake Superior is the world's largest freshwater lake. Have you ever been to Lake Superior? It's cold. It's way up north. Right by the Upper Peninsula. Actually, it's north of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It's real cold. But I've been around it. My father took my mother and myself and I think my brother and sister on a tour that went around all the Great Lakes. It was quite an interesting, I think it took us a month to get around all of them. It must have cost my dad a fortune because we stayed at motels. Back then, motels, you could get a motel room for $19. Matter of fact, you still can, but I don't know that you want to go there. Anyway, Lake Superior is the world's largest freshwater lake by surface area, and the surface area of the lake is 31,700 square miles. It's a big lake. The Edmunds Fitzgerald knows where the bottom of the lake is, or at least part of it. That used to be one of my favorite songs. Sad, but a good song. It's roughly the same size as the state of Maine. That's a pretty big lake. It's a lot bigger than any lake that we have around here. With it's even a lot bigger than Lake Erie. Did you know that the state of Ohio has no naturally formed lakes except the state of Lake Erie? Anyway, most of them are dammed up rivers. Matter of fact, all of them, with the exception of Lake Erie. All right. Anyway, the surface area is 31,700 square miles. It also holds 10% of the world's surface fresh water. So, by the way, when we went up there, you could actually drink out of the lake. It was that clear and that good. I don't know if you still can. I'm not sure I'd drink out of any lake right now. But anyway, 10% of the world's surface fresh water. It holds, got this? I'd like to see how many zeros are in the end of this. 3 quadrillion gallons of water. That's enough to cover both North and South America under 1 foot of water. That's a lot of water. I had to read that one. That one is such a good one. I had to let you know about Lake Superior. I think Lake Superior is a beautiful lake. If you've ever been up there, it's very dark blue, or at least the areas that I went to. And it's pretty darn deep. All right, another question. And this one I'm going to read too. I'm trying to see if there's a question I can throw up to you. Now there isn't any on this particular section, but when we get to the comics, there will be some that I'll invite you to call in on. But this one is not in the comic section. There's an actual town in the United States that has only one person in it. That person happens to be the city's mayor, the city's librarian, and the city's bartender, all the most important places of power. Her name is Elise Eiler. And she's the only resident in the town of Manawi, Nebraska. And she's 83 years old. So good luck. I hope she puts on another 20, 30 years and stays the mayor of the only town that has one in their population category. All right. Okay, Hoover Dam is huge. I don't know if you've been to Hoover Dam. It's huge. It's kind of scary to go across to Hoover Dam. At least it is for me. I have acrophobia that won't quit. We went to the Grand Canyon 2 years ago, I think, my wife and I and our puppy dog, and it scared the daylights out of me. And there were people that were standing on rocks with nothing supporting them. That if they slipped just a little bit backwards, they would have fallen 1,000 feet to their death. I don't understand people that do that. I stay as far away from edges as I can. I'm trying to decide whether I'd be brave enough to go up on what used to be called the Sears Tower. I'm not sure what the new name is, but they apparently have a balcony that you can walk out on that has a glass bottom to it, and you can look straight down, whatever it is, 100 stories straight down to the streets below in Chicago. I'm not sure that I'm brave enough to do that. Apparently, there were like 4 or 5 guys jumping up and down on that, and it cracked. That'll make you quit being a smart aleck. Now, apparently the crack was just a surface crack, and it was easily taken care of, and, you know, it didn't cause any problems. But anyway, I bet there were some guys that had to go home and change their underwear. But anyway, the Hoover Dam, huge, absolutely huge. There's enough concrete in the Hoover Dam to span the nation. And, you know, the nation's about a little over 3,000 miles across. That's a lot of concrete. I wonder how long it took them to manufacture that much concrete. Probably a long time. There were a lot of concrete manufacturers that were pretty happy, I'm sure. Now, this one's a stupid one, but I thought it was interesting enough to read to you. It probably isn't technically legally a license, but you can get a unicorn hunting license in Michigan. Now, you apply for that unicorn hunting license from Michigan's Lake Superior State University, and they will give you one. I'm sure that some PR guy or some marketing guy, like I used to be, came up with this as an idea, a way to make a little bit of extra money for Lake Superior State University. You send in $20 and you get an official unicorn hunting license. But why in the world would you want to hunt a unicorn? Well, maybe if you just want to take pictures of it, but surely you wouldn't want to shoot a cute little unicorn with a horn sticking out of its head. Anyway, that's where you go, Michigan's Lake Superior State University. I happen to know about that university, but we won't get into that because I'd just bore you to tears. Now, since we're in Michigan, the last question that I had that I didn't get to ask in the first segment of these trivia was, Western Michigan has a lavender labyrinth. You'll walk around it and you get lost. And labyrinth, I'm sorry, that's the way it's pronounced. Western Michigan has a lavender labyrinth, and you can see it from space. It's that big. It's located in Western Michigan at Cherry Point Farm and Market in Shelby, Michigan. And you can see it from space. That's a big labyrinth. And it's lavender, so it would show up against the green, right? So, anyway, those are the questions that I didn't get to ask you in the first segment of the trivia thing. We are on Swap Shop, so if you have anything that you're interested in swapping or selling or talking about as far as garage sales or bazaars or anything like that, give us a call, 740-383-9944. All right, now we're going over to the one about comics. Now, this will include stuff that you see in cartoons, stuff you've seen on TV. This is one that you quite often see in those games, trivia games, the answers to these. And we'll have a couple of them that will, a few of them that will let you call in if you want to. No problem, no pressure. And the very first one I have is one that if you'd like to call in, call 740-383-9944. What is Grandpa Simpson's first name? Grandpa Simpson's first name. So I'll give you a couple minutes. We do have a delay, so I know I have to give you more than 30 seconds. All right. Well, this one, just too simple. I'm not going to let you answer this one. It's too simple, all right? Peter Parker. What was his alter ego when he was a superhero? What was he? Peter Parker. I liked the first one of the movies. As a matter of fact, I think the second one was done out of Cleveland when I was up there. They closed down the streets and stuff like that. I was at a hotel. I'm not sure why I was there, but probably something to do with my former athletic career. Here, we've got a caller. Let's see what the caller says. Caller, you're on the air. What do you think?
Peter Parker was Spider-Man.
You got it, Spider-Man. Did you like the sequels to that? I liked the first one. I didn't like the other.
I saw the first one. I've never seen the second one. So.
Don't waste your money. I'm sorry. I'm probably going to get sued by that group.
That's your opinion, and you're sticking to it.
You got it. Hey, thanks for calling in. Peter Parker was Spider-Man. All right. She got that one pretty quick. Yeah, I like that. We have a lot of smart people that listen to these shows. That's one thing I used to say I still say to Scott. When Scott and I do our combined show on Wednesday mornings, it's amazing how smart you guys are. I don't... I, if the truth be asked, now I knew that one. I also, the first one that I asked was, who is, what was Grandpa Simpson's name? We'll give you another minute to answer that one. I have no idea. And most of these, I don't have any idea. My brain doesn't work that way. I don't collect minutia in my brain. Matter of fact, I don't collect very much in my brain. I collect menus. I like food. And if you know me, you can tell. All right. Here's one for you. No, I'm going to hold this one off. But here's one a lot of people will know the answer to, I think. Older people will know the answer to this. In the comic strip cartoon Dilbert, now that's why I say older people, Dilbert, I don't know that Dilbert's still running. It may still be running, but it's been long running. Now Dilbert was around when I was a kid. Anyway, what is Dilbert's girlfriend's name? I'll give you a second or two to think about that. You can fight it over with the wife and see whether which one of you is smarter than the other one, or your girlfriend, or your kids. There are kids that are smarter than their parents in this trivia stuff. A lot of kids. My grandkids are smart, a lot smarter than I am in some of this stuff. All right. In the Dilbert cartoon, Dilbert's girlfriend's name was Liz. We still have that one open. What is Grandpa Simpson's first name? I may have stumped you guys. I may have to give you that one. All right. Now, here's a good one. I'm going to give you the first one. Grandpa Simpson's first name was Abraham. Mentioned in the Bible a lot. No, I don't think so. But this one, I love this one. I did remember this one. In the Flintstones, now see, that goes back a ways. In the Flintstone, what order did Fred and Barney go to? What, you know, like the Elks Club or the Rotary or something like that. What order did they go to? I'll give you a couple of minutes to answer that. You're listening to WWGH here at 107.1. I'm Glenn Coble. We're in the middle of Swap Shop, but we're swapping information. Right now, we're not doing a whole lot of selling. With the COVID virus going on, probably not a good idea to go around and sell people stuff face-to-face, all right? The question that's for people to call if they want to answer that is the Flintstones. What order did Fred and Barney belong to, like the Rotary or Kiwanis or something like that? I'm trying to give equal opportunity there. Okay. What was the... I'll ask this because we've got a question about it. In the United States, what was the very first primetime? Has to be primetime. What was the first primetime cartoon show? Well, you already know the answer to this one. It's the Flintstones, because that's what we're looking for. And we have a caller. Let's see what our caller has to say. Hi, you're on the air. What's the answer?
Was Barney and Fred the water buffalo?
You got it. Water buffalo. Yeah, they had all sorts of interesting misties.
It's a shame. I'm 49. I still record the Flintstones. I do. I love Kazoo.
You're weird. All right, great. You got the answer. It's the water buffaloes. Thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
Bye.
What did he say? 49 years old and he still listens to it? Yikes. No, I loved the Flintstones. I quit watching them a while back, though. I think I quit watching them when my youngest son quit watching them, which is a long time ago. Okay. But that shows how long that's been going on. People have been taking Flintstones vitamins for years and years and years and years and years. Now, this one, I have no idea. I've never heard of this. And I used to read Superman comic books a lot. But do you know what Superman's super cat, what its name was? I'm going to leave that one open so that you can call in and answer that one. That, I've never heard of this. And I've read a lot of Superman comic books. I have, one of the really sought-after collectible Superman magazines, still in a plastic bag. Anyway, my son keeps trying to steal it from me. Anyway, okay, let's go ahead with some of the other questions. What characters first appeared? What cartoon character first appeared in the film The Wise Little Hen? Now, this is one I should have given you a couple of minutes for, but I'm going to tell you the answer to this because I'm not sure this is very well known. It was Donald Duck first appeared in the film, which was a cartoon film, obviously, The Wise Little Hen. That's where Donald... So go to your YouTube and pull up The Wise Little Hen and see how he changed over the years. I bet he changed a lot. I used to like Donald's nephews a lot. I read a lot about... Oh, and my favorite of that is Donald McScrooge, whatever his name is. I used to think of being able to dive into a swimming pool full of money. Wouldn't that be kind of... Well, it'd probably hurt. But I'd like to try it once and take all the money I could put in my pockets and wallet and shirt and stuff it everywhere. All right. Let's see. Okay, what was the question I asked you? Oh, Superman's Super Cat. What was its name? I really never, ever heard of this Super Cat, but somebody did because it was in my trivia. Okay. What was Porky Pig? What was Porky Pig's cartoon character? What was the girlfriend's name of Porky the Pig? You remember Porky? I remember. I liked Porky. He had a very bad stuttering problem. Apparently, I'm not quite sure where I was going with that. That's what happens when you get old. You have a great thought, and it goes flying out the window. Anyway, what was Porky Pig's girlfriend's name? His girlfriend's name was Petunia. I have a couple of those growing in my garden right now. Petunia. I don't remember her either. Don't get older. Well, actually, getting older is better than the alternative, I guess. But as you get older, little things creep in, like the loss of memory. All right. We talked about what was the first film that Donald Duck appeared in. That was The Wise Little Hen. Oh, this is a good question. I'm going to give you the answer to Superman's Super Cat so that I can open the lines up for this one. Superman's Super Cat was named Streaky. I would have assumed that would have been Flash's Super Cat, Streaky. But that was Superman's Super Cat. Now, that had to be a Saturday morning cartoon version of Superman. I had never heard of Streaky. You know, one of the things that I always did like about Superman is he had an alter ego. And the alter ego, I'm going to tell you because I'm going to tell you. His alter ego was Bizarro. Do you remember Bizarro? He shaped like a giant rock. He had all sorts of sharp edges to him, and he did everything the opposite way that Superman does. But I liked Bizarro because he was just fun. He didn't do anything right. And I think when I was growing up, I was kind of like Bizarro. Never did anything quite perfectly, right? All right, here's the one I'm going to ask you to call in on if you know the answer to this. Mickey Mouse's dog, Pluto, when he first appeared, what was his name? He changed his name. They changed it from this name to Pluto. What do you think Mickey Mouse's dog's name was when it was original? The very first indication that there was going to be a Mickey Mouse dog, the dog's name was, and you can call in and give me the answer to that. I'll give you a couple minutes. We've talked about the Flintstones, and in that series, Bedrock was the name of the county in which he lived, or I mean the community that he lived. What was the county that he lived in? He lived in Bedrock Town, city, whatever it was. I'm not sure how big it was. This was in the Flintstone cartoon. What was the name of the county that Bedrock was located in? And I love this county name. And I'll tell you what it is. And the reason why I love it is it looks like my name, Cobblestone County. Now, I'm called Mr. Cobble a lot. And Cobble is spelled, I'm going to make you know this. Cobble is spelled with two B's. My name is with one B. So Cobblestone County is kind of has a warm spot in my heart for it. That's where Bedrock was located, in Cobblestone County. Pretty good name. They kind of kept the stone relationship going. All right. Let's see. We're holding on. What was the question? I forget what the question was. Oh, yeah. Mickey Mouse's dog, Pluto. What was his name when he first came out? All right. Who created the sailor cartoon Popeye? Who created that? Now, that's been in the... I've seen that recently on TV. Somebody was talking about this person. I'm not sure if the person is still alive or not. But who created Popeye? I'm going to give you the name just because I hadn't heard it before. Elzie Seeger. E-L-Z-I-E. Seeger. S-E-G-E-R. Created Popeye. Did you like olive oil? I probably shouldn't tell this story, but my eldest son dated a girl that looked like olive oil, and we called her that behind her back, of course, not to her face. I don't think that's a complimentary term. She was real thin, had very similar hair, you know, pulled back and stuff like that. It didn't last very long, but he dated her, and I got a lot of other stories that I can't tell on TV about their relationship. But I guess we're not on TV. We're on radio. I can't tell it on radio either, come to think of it. But olive oil, she was a really nice girl. And she was also, like I was, she was a minister's child. So very nice person. Not what I would consider the best looking woman in the world. She wasn't ugly. You know, if you want ugly, you go to the dictionary and you'll find a picture of me right there. She wasn't beautiful. Let's leave it at that and go on. All right. Who first appeared in the cartoon strip Thimble Theater? Do you remember Thimble Theater? I don't remember Thimble Theater. It's hard to say. I'm glad I didn't have to say it twice fast, right? Thimble Theater, Thimble Theater. I did it. I didn't have to read it, so therefore it was good. Who first appeared in the cartoon strip Thimble Theater? Now, we've given you a very big hint. olive oil was first appeared in the cartoon strip Thimble Theater. Popeye's girlfriend my son's girlfriend. That really wasn't her name, and I'm never going to give her name. She doesn't live anywhere around here, so I'm not terribly worried it'll get back to her. I doubt that she could get it if she wanted to go to the World Wide Web and stream it. Did you know you can stream us? Yeah, you can stream this. I had a call from somebody that was streaming me from Florida, California, South Carolina, North Carolina, just recently Delaware. I've had people stream from all over the place. But I hope she wasn't streaming that, because it might hurt her feelings. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. And I'm not going to tell her name, so therefore nobody will know who we're talking about. My son dated lots of girls. Okay, we found out that the grandpa of the Simpsons, his name was Abraham. What was the name of Homer Simpson's first bowling team? Oh, I'm going to give you 2 minutes on that. If you've got that one, give us a call. Tell us what Homer Simpson's bowling team name was. Okay? Be interesting. I'll give you a couple minutes. All right. I'm going to hold on that one because I have two answers to the same question. so I'm gonna wait on that because I think what I did is I cut and pasted incorrectly. Here. Now I figured it out. What was the first daily comic strip in the USA? The first daily comic strip. You know, you'd open up your newspaper and you'd go to the comic strips, not just the one little picture, but the strips, you know, where it was telling a tale. The first daily comic strip in the United States was Mutt and Jeff. I loved Mutt and Jeff. I liked the TV cartoon even better of Mutt and Jeff. We're still waiting for Homer Simpson's bowling team's name. If you got that, call us at 740-383-9944. And if not, we'll give you the answer in a minute or two. All right. So we found out that the first daily comic strip was I figured out how I cut and pasted incorrectly. What was the name of Donald Duck's dad? What was Donald Duck's father's name? And I don't remember ever seeing Donald Duck's father in a comic strip. So this one's pretty vague. And I will, if you want to call in, I'll give you a couple minutes on that one too. All right. In the Simpsons cartoon, what was the name of the Barbie-type doll? This definitely is a Simpson cartoon. The Simpsons cartoon, they had a Barbie type doll, you know, like Barbie the doll, right? You know, my daughter had lots of those. She liked the baby doll that was stuffed. It was very collectible. I can't remember the name of it. Big round one. Anyway, I'm going to remember it, and then I'll be off the air when I do. Anyway, the Barbie-type doll that the Simpsons cartoon had was Malibu Stacy. Not Malibu Barbie, but Malibu Stacy. Have you ever been to Malibu? Oh, it's beautiful. You don't want to drive there. Route 1 goes up the West Coast out of Los Angeles. I think we probably averaged 3 miles per hour when we were driving by Malibu. But that gave us lots of time to look over and see the ocean and see the houses and stuff like that. But when you're on the freeway, it's kind of tough to see much, mainly freeway. Anyway, so we're waiting for the name of Homer Simpson's bowling team and also Donald Duck's father's name. All right. Which cartoon characters were invented in 1957 in Belgium? Belgium. This I didn't know, and this is kind of cool. We got two of them waiting for answers, so I'm just going to tell you outright. In 1957, the cartoon characters that were invented in Belgium were the Smurfs. You know, Papa Smurf and all the little blue things. 1957, they were invented in Belgium, the Smurfs. I'm not going to ask this question because I've never heard, not only have I not heard of the author, but I haven't heard of the comic strip. So I'm going to avoid that one. Let's go back and answer that question of what was Donald Duck's father's name. His name was Quackmore. Quackmore. Quackmore Duck. Can you name all three of the kids, I can't. I'm not asking you to do that because I don't have the answers here. Okay, and the second one, what was the other one that I asked about? Oh, this one. I thought somebody would figure this one out. But what was the name of Homer Simpson's bowling team? They were called the Pin Pals. Pin Pals. Have you ever had a pen pal? I had a pen pal once. Unfortunately, he passed away while I was pen pal with him. He was very young. Can't honestly tell you why. Oh, wait a minute. We got a call here. Let's see what we're going to answer. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Glenn. Wasn't the kids Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, you got it. Yeah, and okay. I didn't have it here. So
okay.
Pat yourself on the back. Thanks a lot. Have a good day. All right. Yeah, he got all three of the names, and I can't repeat them. Huey, Dewey, and Louie. There you go. He got them all, the kids, the ducks. I'm glad he called in. I would have been worrying about that all day long, probably. I have things like that. I go home after this show, and I say, why didn't I remember that? Hey, I've been thinking about another thing I might do. All my shows, I'm on, let's see, one, two, three separate shows that have different names. I'm trying to think of a way to salute off, you know, get off the air to make me really famous and everybody will say the same thing. I thought I might just say, I'm coming home, honey. Or I'm coming home, Carol, sweetie. That's what I call her, Carol or sweetie. So I might just say, I'm coming home, Carol, sweetie. What do you think? You can tell me later. In the comic strip Garfield, what was the teddy bear's name? I'm going to leave that one up for a couple of minutes, see if anybody can call in with the answer of the teddy bear's name on Garfield. You know, Garfield had that really spooky smile. I was not a fan of Garfield. Well, I was and I wasn't. I don't know. You know, there are people that are afraid of clowns. I have a great friend that's afraid of clowns. And she is truly afraid of clowns. I'm kind of afraid of Garfield. Oh, my. All right. Now, this is a good question. Superman's red cape isn't only stylish and rememberable as an accessory, but it's part of his history. Who originally made his cape? And, you know, one of the things, it was made on the in America. It was not made in China. But it was made in America, and that's pretty much gives it away. It was made by his mom, Martha Kent. But it was from Krypton. And you would think you wouldn't be able to put a needle through anything made on Krypton. You'd think it would be like Superman. You couldn't stick a needle in him. And I can't imagine that you could stick a needle into cloth made on Krypton. But apparently she had a very strong needle, or maybe she put kryptonite near it and made it get weaker, and so she could sew it together. Anyway, it's kind of cool. I love the movies, the uniforms that the really cool uniforms that people like Superman and Batman wear. They are so, so macho. And I'm not much of a macho guy, as I'm sure you can tell. But they are really good looking. Now, it wouldn't hurt to have a body like that. Maybe I would be more macho if I had a body built like that. I did when I was a kid. I was a male model for a short time, a couple of years. And I did have a body like that, and I gave it up. Didn't want to keep it. Pizza Hut buffet bar killed it. All right. Which of these superheroes was created by Marvel? And I'm going to give you a question here. Superman, Flash, Firestorm, or Spider-Man? Which one? Okay, we have a call. Let's see what the answer here is. Hi, you're on the phone. You got an answer for me?
Cookie Bear, Pookie.
What was it?
Pookie Bear.
Pookie, you got it. Absolutely. Give yourself a pat on the back. I do it, but I can't reach you. You got the answer. Garfield's teddy bear's name was Pookie. What a crazy name. Thanks for calling in. You're a winner. Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right. Pookie Bear. He was absolutely right. It was Pookie Bear. That was the name of Garfield's teddy bear. Did you have a teddy bear when you were a kid? I did not have a teddy bear. I led a sheltered life. Okay, speaking of my life, I'm going to give you the answer to this one real quickly. Superman's alter ego. Oh, lovely. I love it when I get phone calls on the air and they're from a place I've never heard of. That means they're a phone call I'm not going to answer. Superman's alter ego, as most of us know, was Clark Kent. Clark Kent was Superman. You know, he put on the glasses and nobody could tell that he looked like Superman. Never understood that one, that was sure. He grew up in Smallville, Kansas, and he attended church with his mom and dad. His dad died early, I believe. But until he was 14 years old, he attended church with his parents. What church did he attend? I'll give you a big hint. I did too. And my dad was a minister there, a Methodist. Superman was a Methodist. It only stands to reason. And I happen to be wearing today a Superman shirt given to me by my grandkids. They think I'm Superman. I didn't think I was Superman. I didn't buy it because I wanted everybody to think I was Superman. But I do have my glasses on, so I look a little bit like Clark Kent. Kind of a chubby Clark Kent. All right. In Disney Studios' DuckTales, who is the criminal gang with the alternative name that continually tries to rob Scrooge McDuck of his fortune? And since I'm down to about 1 minute, I'm going to give you the answer to both these next two. The answer to that one is, in the DuckTales, the group that was trying to rob Scrooge McDuck was the Beagle Boys. Beagle. Not Beetle, Beagle, B-E-A-G-L-E, Beagle Boys. They were trying to rob Scrooge McDuck, dive into his swimming pool full of money and coins, and I hope that didn't hurt. Anyway, last question, got about less than a minute. The official beginning of the Legion of Superheroes was Adventure Comics number 247. When three members of the Legion came to recruit Superboy for the team, which of the following Legionnaires was not one of the three? Lightning Lad, Saturn Girl, Cosmic Boy, or Sun Boy? Which one of those four was not a member of the team that came to try to recruit Superboy to be a member of the Legion? All right, I only have a few seconds, so I'm going to tell you the answer to that. Sunboy. All right, well, you've been listening to Glenn Coble here on Swap Shop.
You're listening have to a great day. WGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary talk show host Larry King,